Whoa, you're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
Yo, what is up?
That's Jamie. That's I'm Jesse. And it's Fun Drive. It's Fun Drive.
Hooray,
it's Fun Drive. Hello. It is the last day, the final day of Fun Drive 2025.
The funnest day.
As we are aiming to raise $10,000 to support Campus Community Radio here in Burnaby, BC, the unceded ancestral territory of the Hulkamulam and Squamish-speaking peoples. And this year, our theme is that of a steampunk hot air balloon adventure, where we are crossing the globes, maybe there are more than one globe, and we're in hot air balloons, and we're aiming to rise higher and reach further as we look for your help to help us do that, to raise, as I said, 10K for Campus Community Radio here in Burnaby, BC. As of right now, as of the moment the show started, we have raised $6,834.
Let's go!
Which is great.
Thank you.
We're almost at 7,000. I think, I'm pretty sure we're going to cross 7,000 here in our show, but we'll need your help to do it. And, you know, it is the last day. There's one more show after us, West Indies Culture Shock. And hopefully donations will continue to roll in by mail throughout the week. That usually happens, so we can get a little bit closer to that $10,000 goal. But you can help us in the immediate future by giving us a call in studio. That's 778-782-2573. One of Jamie or I will answer the phone and take your information. Or you can text the word donate to 778-782-2573. And a text chatbot, which is not quite AI, but like kind of
feels AI.
It's very simple. It will just send you the information you need to donate. Or you can go to cjsffundrive.ca, cjsffundrive.ca, or cjsf.ca/donate to make a donation, make a pledge of any amount. We appreciate any amount that you can give, whether it's $35 or $50, or this year, brand new, if you donate $90.10 or more, you'll get a special limited edition print of our Fun Drive art designed by local artist Charlotte Cho.
Whoa!
It rules. It's what inspired our theme. It's a bunch of sort of animal-themed steampunk hot air balloons floating across a fantastic landscape with a big radio tower in the background. We are working on replacing and upgrading our broadcast transmitter so that you can hear us better and further, so that we can rise higher and reach further. Hey, look at that.
This is very good. That was just off the cuff, folks. That's what you can expect from Jesse Wenzloff.
Yeah, and I want to get us started with a big thank you to Magnus, who has pledged $35 to get the ball rolling here on CJSF.
Yeah,
thank you, Magnus. You can be like Magnus and donate at cjsffundrive.ca. Jamie.
Jesse.
What is your community radio origin story?
For me, I think it kind of floated around the same time you got into it. Back in the university days, 2006, 7.
Almost the 1900s.
Oh, almost the 1900s. You got really excited about the idea of coming up and slinging some rebel radio. That was something that I was really excited about coming into university. And it turned into way more than that. I've done volunteer coordinating for the radio station. Sorry, arts and entertainment coordinating for the station.
Coordinating arts and entertainment volunteers.
Yeah. We've been doing this show since 2012. Before that, I was doing some jambalaya, as they were called back in the day. And it was a really fun time of getting able to be creative and artful and show people the good things that are being released out into the world that have been sent our way.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about community radio is, there's many great things in there. There's the fact that Jamie, as someone who is just interested in music and sharing music, had a place to come do that at no cost. And also that you out there listening got to hear Jamie and have got to hear Jamie for the last decade plus, and benefited from all the new interesting bands he's hipped you to.
Yeah.
And so if you want to be able, well, if you want to support CJSF, the organization that has allowed that for us, you and I and Jamie, you can go to cjsffundrive.ca and make a donation there. You can pick our show, the Vancouver Mixtape, from the drop-down menu, or any other show on CJSF that you support. Either way, we do appreciate it a lot. Okay, so Jamie, one of the other great things about the station is our music archive.
Gosh, right? It's so freaking good.
So cool. It is at various times either the or one of the biggest physical music libraries and archives in Western Canada / Canada. And it's over 90,000 items. Well, when we include the digital, it's 90,000 items. And there is stuff in there that I am confident exists nowhere else. There are all sorts of cassettes and things. There are also, it's a great resource for this show in particular, because there is just a wealth of local content that was produced, you know, sent out, distributed sparsely, and then maybe kind of didn't go anywhere else. Like, I know in the cassette section, we have demos from bands that existed in Burnaby that don't have an internet presence otherwise.
Or one of those things where they put out a release, they thought this was the thing that would get them started,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe the band stopped being around shortly after, like really short existing bands.
Totally. And you know, I think I was going to pivot to something else, but I think we'll do them both. We're going to hear one of those bands that I really have not been able to find anywhere else except for like a few Discogs submissions. And this is, in classic mixtape fashion, stretching the definition of Vancouver a little bit. This is some Victoria Con.
Love a little Vic Con. We've played several Victoria bands on our show before.
Sure, one of our top 10 last year, King Bob, is a Victoria band. But so this record is by Mettlesome Trout, and it's not meddlesome, like one who meddles, but like metal, like to test your metal.
Yeah,
Mettele. It's called Bulk Pop. But unfortunately for them, and maybe this is the reason that they didn't, you know, top the charts here at CJSF. It's stylized. It's P-O-P, but the O is sort of cut in half. And so the CJSF music librarian at the time, or whoever was in charge of this, labeled this as the Bulk Poop EP. Which, I mean, if we were around back then, probably would have shot this to the top of the charts. But maybe that's why people avoided it. But it's got very, very charming hand-drawn and printed, well, handwritten and drawn and printed liner notes, including one of the songs has like an addendum, like reprint pasted on top of where the original lyrics or maybe a different song were.
So good.
So good. You know, it's all recorded in a house, by John Houses.
Somebody like really took the time and really cared about this project at one point.
Totally. And it's just completely ephemeral at this point, right?
Yeah.
Except that it exists here in the music library. So listen to this crazy, great, hilarious, mind-blowing song by Mettlesome Trout that odds are you've never heard before and probably have never heard of before.
If you had, send us a text. Let us know.
But it's... Just think about that and think about how worthy it is to help us preserve bits of history like this. And because it's a cassette, it'll take a minute.
What would I do without the mighty bean? The meat in my madness would smell obscene. Variety is the spice of life. I'll take the bean for my cherished wife. Beans come in many shapes and sizes, so many tastes and surprises. They'll fill your bowl and go down real swell. Could you only hear the dinner bell? 1,000 feed lots spread out all all over. Millions of animals denied a role in the clover. Slaughtered in a pool of fear and hate. It could be that it was something you ate. Beans come in many shapes and sizes. So many tastes and surprises. They'll fill your bowl and go down real swell. When you only hear the dinner bell, the mighty bean. The mighty bean. The mighty bean. Drugged out cows and deformed chickens. Factory bred and panic stricken. Jailed in stalls and plastered in cages. Let's get a burger and salute the rock of ages. Beans come in many shapes and sizes. So many tastes and surprises. They'll fill your bowl and go down real swell. But you only hear the dinner bell. The mighty bean. The mighty bean. The mighty bean. The mighty bean.
You didn't think you were going to hear a song called The Mighty Bean when you turned on the radio this evening, but here we are sharing some obscure Victoria, Vancouver area indie rock, pop rock.
They'll go down real swell.
Meddlesome trout.
Start to drool when you hear the dinner bell.
Exactly. The Mighty Bean.
The Mighty Bean.
The Mighty Bean. We're here doing the Fun Drive edition of the Vancouver Mixtape. That means we're trying to raise money to help support our local radio station, CJSF, that has hosted us for 12, 13 years here on 90.1 FM on Sunday nights. And I know, you know, I work at the station now. I have for a good chunk of the time that... Sorry, the cassette machine was making a cricket noise in the background. I have worked at the station for the majority of the time we've been doing the mixtape. It was a long time between when we started the show and I actually started working for the station. And so I'm involved with Fun Drive, and I've been doing a lot of thinking about Fun Drive and, you know, been involved with like shooting video testimonials and writing the scripts for those and asking the questions. And, one of the questions was your community radio origin story. So I've already asked you that. One of them was, what's your favorite community radio memory or your favorite CJSF memory? And I had a really hard time with that one because CJSF has been like the single constant in my life Well, aside from you, Jamie, since like 2008.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and there's not many things in my life that are the same as they were in 2008, right? But yeah. One of them is that I make radio here at CJSF. And, you know, it's been hugely valuable for me, both in terms of like having a place to express myself creatively and to meet other people who get to come and express themselves creatively in whatever way that is, whether it's hosting a radio show or making PSAs or, you know, writing about art or all sorts of things. And just sort of like the community that comes with that, right? It is for me probably the one community I have outside of just sort of my own sort of personal friend group, right? And I know like you've got baseball and some other things, but CJSF is just kind of like beyond it being a place where we come and make radio, it's also this hub, right?
Yeah. And it's really organic too. So, you know, like you work a job and your work colleagues become an element of a community.
Mm-hmm.
But the volunteers that come to the station, like, come and voluntarily, hence the name.
Yeah.
And they spend their time here, and just organically out of that,
yeah,
there is this really substantial community that emerges from there. Mm-hmm. It's really heartening to be around, and you get like a real phenomenal mishmash of different types of people.
Yeah, like I meet people at CJS all the time that I would otherwise never interact with.
Totally,
never become friends with. Never like have a conversation more than like, hello, how are you with? And that's really valuable. And in a world where that kind of thing is less and less common, that kind of like real. You know, people talk about third spaces a lot, right? And this idea that, you know, you've got work and you've got home, and it seems like there used to be a lot of other places that you could go hang out that weren't necessarily just a bar, you know, like an arcade or a community center or whatever. And those do exist, but they are fewer and fewer. And CJSF is one of those places where if you're interested in what we do, if you feel like you share our values, if you just think like this is an interesting place, you can come participate and be a part of this. And I think that's really great. And one of the ways it's possible is we don't charge anyone to come and be a part of it. We'll provide training, we provide the space and everything, but that doesn't mean that all just magically appears out of nowhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like we have to hire staff, which I know I am one of those staff. It might sound a little self-serving, but like we have to be able to support and train and be there for volunteers when they don't know what to do, and just sort of help keep things moving in the right direction. And if you think that that's cool, and if you think that that's like worth supporting, I hope you will go to cjsffundrive.ca and make a pledge of say $35. You can be like Sheila. Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you,
for donating
Sheila.
$35.
Sheila.
Woo, woo. Bringing our show total up to $70, which we're getting closer and closer to that $7,000 line that we'd like to break. We're just under $100 away from that.
We're so getting there, folks.
We're going to get there. I'm looking forward to the time that we cross that vaunted line. Jamie, we the last thing we heard was the Bean song, right? The Mighty Bean. And that was sort of an example of how there are so many things in the archive, so many bands, that this is maybe the only time, the only place that it exists.
Mm-hmm.
And that the band just sort of like fizzled or just didn't catch in the way. And so we've just got the only record. Our archives are also a place for groundbreaking investigative journalism. And this might not be what you expect from the Vancouver Mixtape, but boy, let me tell you.
Were you doing some sleuthing?
I was doing some sleuthing.
Were you sleuthing?
I was. And let me tell you. So we all, everyone, without exception, know of the band Moist, right?
It's true. Yes, Moist. They CanCon legends. David Usher, of course, having his... His acclaimed solo career, was it acclaimed? Maybe. Black Black Heart's a righteous song.
Yeah, radio hits.
Yeah.
Moist had their, I think their biggest hit was Push,
or push or breathe.
Breathe, one of those two. But
they're both big hits.
Big hits. And so I was in the music archive looking through the M batch of cassettes. Mm-hmm. You'll notice the other cassette I played was also from the M batch, Meddlesome Trout. And I found a Moist cassette. I was
ooh,
like, oh, that's cool. So I go and I play it, and I start to do some research. I look on the inside, and it says Michael vocals, Mark guitars, Jeff bass vocals, Robert drums. Do you notice there isn't a David? So I go and I do some reading. I look at the Moist Wikipedia, which is largely lifted from the Moist All Music biography.
Amazing.
And, you know, it says Moist is a Canadian rock band that formed in 1992. It consists of David Usher as lead vocalist, Mark McAway on lead guitars, Jonathan Gallivan on guitars, Kevin Young on keyboards. None of those people are David.
Except for David.
Except for David Usher, who is not on the list on the cassette of Michael, Mark, Jeff, and Robert. You will notice, though, that there's a Jeff.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did I just mix this entire thing up? Am I discovering this live on air? This is the kind of hot, breaking journalism that you look for. Where did it go? Okay, so Contact on the cassette, though, says Jeffrey Pierce or Mark McAway.
Right?
So we've got Mark McAway on lead guitars and Jeff Pierce on bass, right?
Okay.
So we know there's two of the same people,
yep.
Right? We scroll down to founding and mainstream success. Mark McAway, Jeff Pierce, David Usher, and Kevin Young, all from Ontario, all individually moved to Vancouver over 8 years. The group came together in 1992, where they formed the first version of Moist, which included drummer Jamie Kaufman.
Hey!
This cassette, copyright 1992, Jetwork Publishing, SoCan. Moist, Jeff Pierce, Mark McAway.
He's there.
Michael.
Who is Michael?
Robert.
What? What's interesting about this, too, is that those are names that aren't even listed as past members on their Wikipedia page.
So there's no sign of them. And then, so like, if we go down to their timeline.
Yeah.
From the very beginning, the entire way through, David Usher is lead vocals.
What?
The entire time. If we go down to discography, studio albums. Starts with 1994, Silver. Independent albums. Moist, independent cassette. 1993. This is 1992. Maybe that's the one, but it's not linked. There's nothing there. Right?
Right.
And so let's go to Discogs, because Discogs seems to have...
Discogs knows all.
Discogs has this cassette. They don't have the cover, which means, like, I should probably add CGSFs to Discogs, because it's a piece of history. But it's the same cassette.
Unreal, Jesse.
And there's one review, and it says, favorite line, I'm an abandoned church. You suck the Jesus off my tongue.
Oh, wow.
Perceptorative. So we have here at CJSF a pre-David Usher Moist cassette, which the internet would lead you to believe
does not exist.
A thing.
Wow.
And
they recorded this off of 14th. That's what it says here.
Off of 14th?
Yeah, it said it was recorded at 3824 West 14th Avenue, Vancouver, BC.
Okay, we're going to live 3824 West 14th.
Yeah. Where is
that? We're going to dox someone right now. Greenhouse in Vancouver West.
Wow.
It is... What the
heck? Is that a studio?
I think it's a bed and breakfast?
Hell yeah.
Free promo. Yeah, it's just like a house.
So we're going to get a little demo action here.
This is pre-David Usher Moist. Big Record doesn't want you to know it exists. Big CanCon says that this is fake and never happened.
Mandela Effect. Candela Effect.
A love song. You are the whirlwind. I watch you build my wind sign.
That's Moist before David Usher.
Yep, that's what that is. But those are the kind of gems that you'll find around here.
Truth.
This is the
the home of truth.
The beauty of the CJSF music archives. It's just you can get these little pieces of history, of forgotten history.
One of many reasons to support Campus Community Radio here at Simon Fraser University at CJSF 90.1 FM during our fund drive. Help us keep the archive going. Help us digitize all of this. Help us expand the library and do even more cool stuff with it.
Yeah.
One of our other programs on CJSF. If you want to help in that regard, by the way, the link is cjsffunddrive.ca. You can be like Katie, who just donated $35.
Katie!
Bringing our show total up to $105.
Let's go!
And the station total up to $6,909.20. Thank you, Katie. All right, we're $91 away from the $7,000 mark that we're aiming for. And if you donate $90.10, you won't quite get us there, but you will get a cool limited edition print of our CJSF Fun Drive art, which is awesome.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Incredible colors.
Yep. If you want to see what that looks like, cjsffundrive.ca has you covered as well. There are many other things that are worth supporting on this radio show and this radio station. And there's also, one of the things is that we do a fun show.